So let me stop there for the moment and kick it back to you guys.
Actually, we should already be into the break for the hour. I don't hear anything. Okay, it seems like we had a little issue with the we'll just continue on without the top of the hour station ID. I guess the fader was down, and we just had a lot of multitasking over there. But Stephen, at this point, would you like to interject on what William was bringing up and his reason for bringing up such, obviously?
Well, I don't know. I haven't read that book, but I've read some of the things that book Esdras is in the Apocrypha. I looked that up. It's an apocryphal book version of the King James version of the Bible. I've a lot of different ones in there. I'm not as familiar with it. I have heard that Bible story from long ago, but I don't know. A lot of people definitely act on this. I mean, it's like that thing. The thing about it being the new world order being when their world comes in, that's kind of scary, you know. Are they going to blow that temple up? Because that's one of the things that they blow that dome off of the rock, because that's one of the things that they've telegraphed over and over and over again. And there's that guy I forgot who played it, but they were quoting, "We're in Jerusalem. We're in that." That's been a driving force. That I think it was Rayvolt that played some of those clips Sunday night of people who they were extolling that they're going to do this and they're going to build that temple again. It's very apocalyptic in that they're looking to bring this thing to a head, or at least get everybody to think they are. And at the moment, you know, that they want to have the great taking and the great reset, like was in the article you read about the Civil War. That's going on too. And at some point, maybe they don't know when the bubble's going to pop. The way you were talking, they could stop the inflation whenever, but I don't know, man. It's just this money from nothing, fiat currency, fractional reserve BS has just gone on long enough. If people would separate from that system somehow, they thrive. Look what happened in the Third Reich and in Gaddafi's Libya and other places around the world who have cut themselves off from usury-based banking. You know, that's the first step to freedom right there. But no, we got to pump it up, and it's always more war, so you have to do it to pay for the war. And that's what now that's the whole world. They did this over and over again for the quote unquote American Civil War. Then, of course, they get the Federal Reserve and then more war, a First World War and more war. And now it's like the final war to bring in the slave system, the digital currency, the social credit score, the blockchain, chain you to the block. And you're going to have to keep your nose to the grindstone and keep clean and do what they say if you want to survive and want to thrive. You're going to own nothing and be happy, remember? Yeah, I don't think so. I think enough people are going to see through that and say bye. And we can make lists too. I wanted to call those folks up and say, you know, we're going to remember who carried water for these people when this all comes out. I'm going to remember.
And I did want to announce we will take calls at the bottom of the hour, ideally on these topics that we've been discussing here today, and something you could address to our panelists, our co-hosts here, for their feedback. It would be preferred, certainly. William, back over to you, sir. I don't know. Where else do you want to take this after? I don't know what you thought of Stephen's feedback there.
Well, it's good feedback, yeah. I would say, I might just continue on with some of the things I highlighted in the epilogue. I just read the epilogue. Page 127. And I just put...
Stephen, does William sound kind of quiet to you?
Oh, sorry. How about that?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you. I'm going to read a few highlighted points in the epilogue. Okay, so only when we know and identify the white European people as the Israel people,
and the Jews as the Edomites, do things in the world make complete sense? Okay, when the roles of Jacob and Esau are identified, we see that everything is happening exactly as written in the script. And then I'll jump over here to while heredity, migrations, and racial backgrounds do show the Jews are and are not, the real test is the fruits of their words and deeds, Matthew 7:16-20. If Christians would only accept this simple test Christ provided us and apply it to the Jews, they would readily see that they are not the people with which they think they are, the Israelites. Listen, this is the thing that's so confusing. This is how Christians think that these people are God's chosen people, when it's there's so many places in the Bible where it explains that this is not the case. So, all right. So here's another. We now have 2,000 years of history showing consistently ungodly behavior patterns of a cursed people called Jews, which should be proof enough for anyone to show that they are not the blessed children of God. Okay? The Edomites were a mixed and rejected people through the entire Bible. The Jew can only claim to be of those lines from Adam that were either rejected by God or who had violated the law through interracial marriages. Now, this gets into like the kind of Christian identitarian stuff, which I don't, 100% agree with. I'm not completely on board with that. But I do at the same time think that the Europeans are God's chosen people on a spiritual level, because we did adopt Christianity like no other race of people. And so, we're supposed to be like the sort of the stewards of the planet and helping other peoples, come up. And like Hitler setting up National Socialism would have been a model for world peace. So Hitler was fulfilling that. He was a great example of somebody who was a great, model for how to be a great human being. Obviously we know everything that we've learned about him is a lie, is a complete inversion of the truth. So God's people have often been the target of conspiracies. Now, true God's people, okay? That would be us, okay? All right. They don't see or understand anything of the kind because they do not know the identity of the characters in God's script, the Bible, or their roles in the script. Why would Jews, which the entire church world holds up as the apple of God's eye, want to harm or destroy the white Christians? That's a good question, right? Through the various organizations, movement, political parties, and Masonic orders, which Edomite Jews have either established or infiltrated, a definite program has been designed to prevail over or harm white Christian people. As heirs of Esau, the Jews are destined to yet according to an assigned role. Thus, Jews need to be part of a conspiracy to dominate the world or to harm or vex Christians, or to destroy their civilization. The Jews, or some of them, are used by God to execute his plans in the earth. Jews follow this role in God's script and have been doing these things and will continue to do them whether or not they have any specific plans against God's people. Okay? And so this goes on to say, like a lion, it will kill and eat, because it's a lion, it'll do what it does. Okay, so likewise, the Jew is hostile, abrasive, hateful, ungodly, a destroyer, and a usurer, because such attributes and roles or prophecies were assigned to an ancestor of the Jews, Esau, Edom. Okay, so now this is the next section, the divine plan for evil. We must always remember to mistrust the obvious, that which is popular, for such things that are often the opposite of what they appear. So that's so true, right? And that's what people are not doing, right? The mainstream narrative, the popular narrative. People that have a hard time understanding that the popular narrative could possibly be false. Are you serious? Okay. But if people are Christians, they should know this, right? Because in Luke 6:15, it says, "For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God," is what Jesus said. Right, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. There is perhaps nothing that is more highly esteemed and exalted by the church than these God-cursed heathen mongrels called Jews today. There could be no greater evidence that these Jews are not God's people but the universal belief that they are. There is no greater evidence that these Jews are not God's people than the universal belief that they are. You see, that makes sense. The fact that the people believe it is no greater evidence that it's not true.
I'm not very well read biblically regarding the scriptures of any source or translation, but is this able to coincide with these excerpts we hear that Andrew Carrington Hitchcock based his research on, the synagogue of Satan, that they are the synagogue of Satan? I mean, do you see this not at all in confliction with those assertions? Because that makes me think of that when I hear you reading all this, William.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't finish his book. I read some of it. I got so many books I got to catch up on. I do have his book, but I haven't finished it. I started to read it. And yes, I do think that he would be a great person to talk about this with. Chris Switzer would be a fantastic person to talk about this with. I've sent it over to him, and I'm waiting to hear his feedback.
And Stephen, be sure to let us know if you detect any anti-Semitism from William. What are your thoughts, Stephen?
I would like to ask you if there's anything about the Third Temple in that book. Does it mention that at all? Or is that in any way part of that, the prophecy? You said there's this prophecy associated with it, with Jacob's troubles and stuff. I just wondered if they mentioned it at all. William? Was it mentioned?
Sorry,
in that book? Oh yeah. Go ahead. Was the Third Temple mentioned in that book you just quoted?
I don't know if the Third Temple was, but I know the Second Temple was, and how it was raised and brought down, and how that was the end. You know? And that was really the end. That was the end. And so ever since then, they've been as a race, a zombie kind of race that just keeps coming back, and should not still, you know. It was ended, you know. So it should have gone off in diaspora and mixed and, you know, been done. It doesn't mean that they were genocided, but, you know, like, they were dealt with by, you know, the state, the Emperor Titus, you know, just as like any, you know, immune system deals with a disease, right? You know, because that's what they are to any other race of people, that they're, you know, that they end up cursing when just by mere osmosis. It's just what happens.
Was Titus the emperor when the Masada thing happened? That was like around 70 or 72 AD. They were on this hilltop fortress, so they all decided to jump off instead of surrender. That's one of the big stories that you hear about that time period. I don't know if it probably coincides with the Second Temple coming down right along that time period.
That's exactly when. Yeah, it was. Yeah. I don't know about that story about jumping off. I'm vaguely familiar with that, but are you talking about the Jews?
The Jews were up on this hilltop fortress, and they're surrounded. So instead of surrender, they all jump to their death. It's kind of, and that's not necessarily the same thing as Samson bringing the temple down with him on top of him. But that's what they, when they talk about the Samson option, I think about that one too. These people would just rather, you know, if they can't be in charge, then life's not worth living, kind of thing. Like, come on, man. You know, people go on, and obviously they went on. Okay, like you said, they didn't just give up. They weren't wiped out too. They went other places and carried some things with them. But they were doing these kind of things, and I've heard a lot of different things about that time period. I don't know what's what and what's not, to be honest with you. I still enjoy reading about it, and I don't claim to know the truth. I always would like to learn more.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're bringing up a really great point, and one of the things that's talked about in this book is the fact that they understand that they know that God has slated them for destruction, and so they're trying to stop that from happening, and that's why you see this incredibly crazy psychopathic behavior. So rather than, you know, if I were them, I would be doing like, oh, I would be jumping ship on their whole thing and completely turning against it and getting on the side of God. I mean, if you know that you're slated for destruction and all you're doing is buying time and you're just going to kill a bunch of people in the process and just continue killing until you're gone, I mean, then you're truly evil. There is no redemption for you, you know. So don't be like that. I mean, that's what I keep trying to say. I mean, I'm, you know, maybe sound, people say I sound like an anti-Semite. I'm trying to save people's lives here, okay? including theirs.
Another quick question, William. Who's the author of that book, Esau and Edom?
Charles Weissman. Now, Weissman, this is, so I do have a little bit of suspicion here. Because, you know, of the Christian identitarian viewpoint and sort of like the destruction, burning, you know, destruction thing. I mean, I'm remiss about necessarily promoting that point of view because I want things to end well for everyone. However, you know, I am not promoting that people shouldn't have to pay for their heinous crimes, That these people, these Jews, this Jewish race people, think that, you know, as a whole, they can just do whatever they want, kill as many people as they want, and they're blessed by God to do it. I mean, it's just psychopathic behavior. What is it going to take for them to learn that this isn't going to work ever, and that, you know, to instill within those people. So this is contrary to what he's actually saying in the book. They're saying that there is no redemption for these people, that they just must be destroyed. I'm hesitant to make us, you know, to come into agreement with that.
Well, if that story about Christ's redemption is real, then it's not true. There, it's got to be some way. But I'm gonna, you know, I'm open to learning more, and I definitely am with you. I want things to work out well for everybody. I don't know how to put it. I mean, I like you, things make me angry, especially these masters of war. But when I think of people, I usually think of them as having a family like me, and all that's been so, it's so different. And I've been fed a line in a lot of ways, you know, because a lot of these people hate us, and our government obviously hates us. And they're the enemy. I believe that for a fact. And I've heard these rabbis that say, "I don't have a soul." Come on, man. If everybody got one, if we got one, and that just seems like insanity to me. The very beginning of divide and unless you and him fight, kind of thing. I don't know. I don't have time for all that. I like living my life. I like looking at the good things. There's some verses in the Bible. I forget where that is in Philippians somewhere. It talks about whatever's good and true and noble and all. You put your mind on that stuff and turn your back on these evil people. And if they would leave us alone, that'd be fine, you know. But they don't want to leave this old long-haired country boy alone. They just won't.
Yeah. No, yeah. We're number one. We're number one, enemy number one to them. Mm-hmm. They're out to wipe us out first. We are their primary target, and we see the workings of that happening, you know, in the corporations, right? If you're out
very
there,
much,
you know,
so, right. Yes,
they're doing it through the corporatocracy, all the DEI, all of the stuff that they're doing, you know, to keep you from, if you stop you from working, stop you from existing.
Mm-hmm. And I believe they're setting up a kind of a cultural revolution scenario here with the people and the kids now starting like in kindergarten through high school. They're getting all of this intersection. I mean, they are full blown Marxism, intersectionality, trans stuff. It's not an accident. So many of these crazy shooters and stuff are tranny activists who've been programmed in the public schools. You know, that kind of stuff has been going on as an agenda for at least 20 years. And now you're starting to see them reap the fruit of that. That's it. Just it disgusts me. Somebody come after someone at that level. They've already taken the family apart, you know. And I'm ashamed to say I participated in those psyops, the '60s, and the love in, and you know, let's collect lovers like butterflies, and you know, party on. That don't work, you know. People have to have an allegiance, and it was too easy to get in and out of. Made the first they had the pill. And then the abortion, and then it just destroyed what response you could get out of the responsibilities too easily. But also they always want to have a way to gain more power as you do. They're taking over more and more of that. Big Daddy, Big Brother is Big Daddy. Government is going to take care of everybody. First, they did that to black folks in the early '60s and said, "You kick the man out of the house, we'll give you some money every month." And that's what they did, and you see the result of that. Now it's every family that's getting that treatment. It's a way to fight against this is to say no and accept our responsibilities as men again and take back families. That's the only solution. That if there is one to this, that's the only one that will really work, and it'll take time. It'll take another turning for us to get back what we've lost, at least a semblance of it. The remnant that's left is what will matter. And I do believe it's coming to a head, but we have to plan ahead and try to train young people up in what's good and right and pure and what is true and what's just a freaking lie, you know?
Well, that reminds me, on that note, the current administration and political body has managed, in addition to this funding, of course, for Israel and their Gazan crisis. If I were to be ridiculously facetious, if I were to add, of course, Ukraine as ridiculous, overblown excess, we also have Chinese Taiwanese conflict, you know, so Taiwan. I know there's also a large amount of money being put aside to help promote gay and transsexualism in Taiwan, to spread U.S. values is the way it's being labeled. And then, of course, don't forget the money that's going to ban TikTok, at least until that 60% Chinese ownership is sold off to someone kosher, because, you know, criticizing Palestine, that's just not going to do. So, you know, we're going to focus on child trafficking and just Chinese U.S. takeover propaganda. Right. Let's go back to William. Would you have any comment on any of that, William?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if you if these kind of things, right, that are happening. But plus, if you know, one thing that came, I don't really have. Well, okay, about Taiwan specifically, that's news to me, but I'm not surprised. So, anything that America has influence, any place where America has, you know, a strong influence, they're going to do that, right? They're going to especially going to do that. They're going to do it anywhere they can, but. If, and we know that America doesn't represent America as we know it, right? Just like the Jews don't represent Israel as the Christian Zionists know it. It's all just, everything is upside down. but I think about this Mike Johnson, okay? So this so-called conservative, right, who's in there, what about what he just did? He just reauthorized the FISA spying on Americans, right? It's total destruction of the Fourth Amendment. What a traitor. What a traitor. And this guy is a full-on flaming Zionist. So how many, you know, Christian Zionists that are, you know, going to church and thinking that going to church and you don't really read a Bible, but you go to church, so, hey, you're doing good. I got my church community and everybody believes Jews are God's chosen. So how many of them are going to go, wait a minute, something's not right? I really wish that more Christian Zionists would call into our show and try to talk to us about this. But, you know, it's a sad thing. that we don't hear from them. I want to hear some stories from people that say, call in and say, you guys, I've woken up to what you guys are talking about. And tell us, like, you know, somebody's listening out there. We're making a difference to somebody, you know. It really is, you know, we really want to hear from you.
Steven, do you have something to add?
Oh, I was just, what I was thinking was rest in peace, Pat in Fort Worth, because she was one that would call up and seem to lean that direction a lot. And I just heard she passed away. That just, you made me think about her. You know, and the RBN listeners. I know that there are people out there listening who probably have come around once they started looking at it. People called us and told us that they were glad we were coming out against the vax, and they come around on that too. I think a lot of people have woken up to that agenda, so...
I
hope so.
There is something else I would add. I was noting how earlier this week, James Fetzer pointed out disgust for Trump regarding his, urging Mike Johnson to separate the border funding from this bill for Israel and from this bill for Ukraine. I mean... At least for Fetzer, that was, you know, where he woke up to the limitations and realities of Donald Trump, I suppose, as far as any sort of, the limitations of what he would fix in this country and what would simply benefit for the establishment, you know. But, I mean, for everyone, I think it was more a personal thing. I don't think it really made or broke perception for a lot of people. Some already saw him as too little too late in the things he's doing for the concerns of his base, including concerns we, people like us, have, you know, who are pro-white and anti-Jewish power and all that. But, I mean, really, it's also clear that this is, well, for people who are still wanting the hopium of a second Trump term administration, that's not going to change anything. You know, they're going to see it as one more thing. Well, okay, well, when you're playing politics, you know, you have to give in to certain things. And, you know, he knows he has to, grease a few wheels to eventually get what he wants once he gets in there for those 4 years and this and that. And so, yeah, he's doing that now because he knows that it's going to be a long battle regarding immigration and the border and fixing the country and this and that. You know, I can hear, you know, right already in my head, the sort of MAGA apologist for Trump support responses you could have even to that. So, yeah, you know, I'm picking your battles and all this stuff. So, you know, I mean, on a personal level, though, that, I guess, is where Dr. Fetzer decided, you know, he's had enough of Trump and, you know, lost hope. As far as the amount that he had in him, I don't know. There are a lot of agendas I didn't see, you know, perhaps a little bit with the economy and inflation, perhaps a little bit in pushing back the green agenda a bit. Short of those, other than those, I don't see much that Trump would do. I don't know. Stephen, what are your thoughts here?
I want to see an election where nobody votes. Man, we had enough of y'all. We'll take care of it ourselves. Thanks. I'd like to see that. But, you know, I think what will happen more likely is that they will plan on selecting Trump if they are managed to keep Stinky in there begging for more money. I mean, all that money. They got all that money for Ukraine and Israel. And I would point out that our CIA, our own CIA, They says to Zelensky, look, you're stealing too much. You've got to quit taking so much. I mean, come on. When our intelligence community comes somebody else greedy. Oh, I hear the music coming up there.
Steven, you very bad anti-Semite. TikTok bad. TikTok very bad. We take call after a break, folks. You stick around.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less valuable its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar is cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And yet gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
We are back, folks. Beyond the official narrative here on Republic Broadcasting. Richard Carey here with, well, Stephen Douglas Whitener and William Rapillum. But since there was no station ID at the start of the second hour, let me just confirm that this is Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. Here on Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. And we do have some callers in the queue for you good gentlemen, Stephen, William. First, we have Joe in Florida. Joe, welcome. Good evening, sir. And what's on your mind?
Hey, Richard. Good evening. Hello, William. Hello, Stephen. Good to hear you guys. Oh, by the way, you talk about China there. I don't know. Can I say I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than by Jews? Sounds familiar. Yeah, you know, this guy, Mike Johnson, what a pathetic piece of garbage. I can't imagine that he could last. They got to get rid of him like this week or next week when they come back. Which, by the way, why is Congress having a Passover break? Have you heard that? This week they're on break for Passover. I mean, as if we didn't have more proof that we're living under a Jewish tyranny. Somehow the U.S. Congress takes a break for Passover? 2% of the population? Anyway, but I wanted to say this, William, I have a book for you guys I want to recommend if you're open to hearing it. Is that okay, Richard?
Absolutely. Sure, Joe.
Yeah, so the name of the author is Father James Maudsley. It's spelled M-A-W-D-S-L-E-Y. He's a traditionalist Catholic priest. Father James Maudsley, young guy, heroic guy. And the name of the book is If You Believed Moses. And it's basically volume two. The book is, I'll give you the subtitle because I know this has to do with what you were saying before, William, about some of the ideology. So it's If You Believe Moses, volume two, The Conversion of the Jews as the Close of History. He's a great author. He's a very courageous guy. He was a prisoner of war in Burma when he was younger. And basically the theme of the book is explaining this whole hoax of Judaism, Talmudic Judaism, and how it is exactly not Christian to form and favor these satanic, these people of the satanic religion. It's a courageous thing for this priest because, you know, the truth is the Catholic Church has taught this for almost 2,000 years, 50 years, 60 years ago. The infiltration happened, and even Catholics, and most Catholics probably think, oh, they're our elder brothers, and we have to support Israel as they genocide people. I think there's a lot of Catholics, unfortunately, who really think that way, that Zionism in the Christian and evangelical groups is seeping its way into the church. But, and this has to do, William, with what you were talking about before. And I want to encourage you because everybody has their own religious beliefs. But I totally agree with you when you were saying you're wary of this sort of, I guess, Christian identity thing where, or it may, maybe not just even them, but certain Christians that may be aware of the JQ, but then they take it a step further. Like you were saying, I think you were saying, William, that, you know, we have to get rid of them, you know, meaning Jews, right? And that you don't buy into that idea. But God bless you, because neither do I. And that is truly an evil thing. We really have to avoid that. We really are Christians, right? But can I read just two lines from this? This is an amazing book, and Father Maudsley is really courageous. Can I read just two lines from it?
Go right ahead, Joe.
Sure. Okay. So he's talking about Judaism. So he says, Rabbinic Judaism is a man-made religion formulated in expectation of another Messiah by those who rejected Jesus as Messiah. And he's saying about influenced by diabolical narcissism, Talmudic Judaism prefers the work of human hands to God's tabernacle, which is not of this creation. And the last thing, even if Judaism had not lost the temple, the altar, and the priests, the old covenant is no longer of use because it puts false hope in atonement through animal blood instead of the most precious blood poured out by the Lamb, our Lord Jesus Christ. So here's getting to the red heifers thing, right? And this whole idea. These sick people are believing animal sacrifices are going to bring in their Mashiach. I think we have to be wary of falling into the trap. It's two sides, right? You don't ever want to be a Christian Zionist brainwash. you also don't want to turn into an evil person rooting for somebody to be killed. The reality, I think, is that ultimately what happens is God is in control still, even in the worst times. And these people are bringing it upon themselves, as we see now. I mean, I think we're in the change moment. I think people are waking up to the danger of the Jews. But it's done in a very gradual way. But I think that's kind of like where we are. What do you think, guys?
Well, we could be suspicious of a lot of things contributing, you know, from different sides and in different ways, asymmetrical warfare at this point from Jewish power, both leftist and more right-leaning Jewish power, and also our government.
Right.
So we have to be wary of certainly all those things. But, you know, with these open borders and all of this pro-Palestinian sentiment on the college campuses, if Islamic or Muslim fundamentalists wanted to organize in this country and recruit a bunch of college kids, you know, I mean, they could, and it could be something that the Likudnik's supporters over here and Zionists would really not like. I mean, you know, we can't assume that everything is controlled by the same power group, certainly. You know, I mean, that is, I think, a step too far. And there are manifestations these people don't plan for, which then they have to deal with. But who was it? Maybe it was Robert Revolt. Someone was recently talking about, of course, they have a lot of contingency plans, you know, that they're always looking out for, okay, if this happens or if this happens, you know, we have these different options for each. So, William, your thoughts on what Joe's?
Yeah, Richard, they have think tanks. They have the Atlantic Council. They have the RAND Corporation. They have the Bilderberg. They have the Trilateral Commission. They have the Council on Foreign Relations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It goes on in endless amounts of Jewish groups where they can get together and sort of loosely couple their ideas and all of their plans, right? You know, if people ask if there's a centralized authority, well, not really. I guess the Council on 50 Presidents of Jewish Organizations, maybe that's it. I don't know. But it's sort of like GitHub, right? The source code repository, the distributed sort of like replication across your code base, okay? I was going to go back to this thing about, like, you know, this great question that's like kind of comes from the Christian identitarians. I'm not saying that they're promoting violence, but they are that's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying that they say that there's a blood, you know, the blood covenant thing, and that seems to kind of go back more of the Old Testament sort of ways or whatever. But my boy, I just want to make the point that, irrespective of that, and I don't want to say the wrong thing on that, because I'm just brainstorming with that. But the important thing here, I think, because of the fact that there are these Christian Zionists, are just, they're not inherently evil. They're just deceived. Okay, they don't, in their hearts, are not evil. Like, I think many of the Jews actually are, like, just like patently evil, like deeply, deeply evil, and have just sinister, horrible, conspiratorial plans, right?
They're misguided and misled. We have some other callers, but Stephen, do you want to respond to Joe's?
No, wait, real quick, Richard.
Okay.
The big question is it that you take a violent approach to this, or what is the better strategy? Is it to wake up these people? Because without the support, obviously, if Israel is not going to, you know, doesn't exist, it's a parasitic thing. So it can't exist without support, right? So if the good-natured people don't support it, then it just goes away. It dies, right?
Yeah. Hey, Richard, can I just real quick response? I agree with you, William. That is a question that they put forward, but the answer is never violence, okay? Now, and just really, really fast, the idea of that somehow it's a different race that are the chosen people, right? Okay. You know, when the Jews came to Jesus, they said, oh, we're the seed of Abraham. You know, we're special people. And Jesus rejected it. He says, no, you're not the seed of Abraham. If you believe Moses, which is the name of this book, right, you would believe in me. And the idea was he was rejecting this this sort of racial-based consciousness. Being a Christian and following God, it comes from the heart, okay? And even Jews can convert. Now, it's not going to be a lot of them. And you're exactly right. They are actually one of the most evil, wicked people in history. So I'm not naive. But I think the racial answer, like, I don't know, oh, it's not Jews. The chosen people are, I don't know, Nordic people or German people, or that's ridiculous. That's contrary to the entire scripture, where the Lord tells us you have to stop thinking that you can be saved or you're a special person by your ethnicity or your race or your genes. It's a heart question.
Stephen, do you want to respond to Joe at all?
I like that everybody eventually gets saved in that way that you were describing Lorraine Day saw things. I'd like to learn more about that. I'm still learning. I live my life as a Christian, a lot of it. I don't profess publicly much one way or the other, but my dad used to say something to me that didn't make sense at the time, and it said, preach the gospel every day, but never say a word. And, you know, I don't know exactly what that means, but I've never forgotten it.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks a lot, guys.
And we have, we have four more callers now stacked. James in Vancouver. Good evening, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, gee, I don't know how to follow that. But I can tell you that Donald Trump is simply being consistent with his Mike Johnson situation, as he was with the vaccine and the, what do you call it, the warp speed operation. So he was satisfying corporate interests there, and now everybody's got their money for the war coming up, Taiwan, Israel, and Ukraine. So it's full speed ahead for World War III. Back to you.
All right. Stephen?
I think we're in the middle of it right now. What I mean, this is what it looks like now. It's not going to be as it's just going to get slowly more and more. Russia put their tactical nukes very close to the border now because Finland has joined NATO, and if they just don't have an off button, that some enough people are going to have to rise up and say no more. You know, we've had enough of this, and get rid of the people that are making these decisions. Otherwise, they're going to just wipe out the whole world the way they have the males in Ukraine. I mean, look, that from 16 to 60, they're just about wiped them all out now. I mean, how obvious is that? You know, that they want to do that to every white country. If they can, get us all packed up to go fight over there, they will. And I'm again it, as Frederick says. Let me just put it that way.
Anything else, James?
Well, there's a whole lot, but you got other callers, so... I was going to talk about St. Peter and Paul and why they were crucified, but I'll leave that to next time. So thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And, right. It could be appreciated when William's here with me, for sure. And, all right, next we'll go to Murr Bailey, fellow RBN host. Murr, welcome, Murr. What's on your mind?
Taking my call. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Loud and clear.
Okay, well, first things first, Dr. Day, with the, it's not universalism, some claim that, and that means that you, okay, scot-free, never mind whatever you did, you're saved, right? What she taught from her deep research from 30 years was universal restoration, in that, like William was saying, we'll have to reap what we've sown, each of us, and that means we will feel in our bodies what we've done to others. That's what hell is. There is no lake of fire, and how could you throw a spirit being in there anyway, right? So that part, and then we're talking, I hear you guys, it's funny because this RBN family earlier today, along with another RBN family member, had asked me about who were the real Jews, or who are the real Jews, and there's always a remnant, and we get talking, they like to baffle us between, you know, whether it's DNA or culture or religion, and you know, they always use that. Like when Steve Elkins went to Florida, I was looking up about the population there, and you're there in Florida now, Richard, and it's pretty much a given known that it's about 30% Jewish, right? But this thing I was reading they boiled it down to, oh, well, there's only 2% practicing Jews. See, so this is how they, never mind the Jews that aren't practicing, right? But Charles Weissman, Charles A. Weissman with one S, and I think he may be Christian Identity too, like Andy and well, several of them. But anyway, he also wrote the introduction in the pamphlet, The Hidden Tyranny, you know, with Harold Wallace Rosenthal and interviewed by Walter White in 76. He wrote the introduction in 92, June of 92. And I always wondered about him, if, you know, was he Jewish or what with that name? But I don't think so. But I do think that they follow some of these false doctrines, like the serpent seed line. And I was listening to Travis' show, and he had Mitchell Henderson on, who also said kind of the same thing last night on Rents, you know, about it's Christ or Antichrist, and the Jews are Antichrist. It's just simply put that way. But he also says, goes on about Cain and how it comes from Cain and they're the Jews. But no, Cain and his descendants were drowned in the flood. It goes to Esau, Edom. Like William is saying, is that a 71-page book? William?
No, it's 130.
Oh, okay.
134 pages.
Okay, because I found one on the archives, but maybe that's something else or whatever. Anyway.
Well, it might have been an older version.
Oh, okay.
The one I have has the red and the pictures, the nine pictures of the nine Edomite Jews, Jacob Schiff, Karl Marx, Henry Morgenthau, Stephen S. Wise, Henry Kissinger, blah, 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 Baruch Levy, David Ben-Gurion. And
but don't you wonder, too, about what are they looking for in the DNA, that the mother has to be Jewish, you know, when they go in Israel? Is it Neanderthal, you think? Because
well, that might be part of it. I mean, there's a certain admixture. Like, as far as the different points in history where they acquired, you know, different, attributes of the, African, Asiatic, some Caucasian, and there might be a bit of just some mestizo at some points that got thrown in.
Well, they're mixed with everybody.
Sure.
That's why it's a lie that there's only 2% Jews. They're all but
there's probably,
the
but it's there the are probably a few that signatures they look for in, like, DNA patterns.
Yeah.
But, yeah, certainly, I mean, to get into Israel. And I don't know if all the Sephardic are admitted, or maybe just a small sliver of Sephardic that at least have a certain DNA characteristics to look for, and not too much of others, you know.
That's kind of another lie. It's Sephardic, as if they're pure and, you know, the only pure part. No, there's several different varieties of Jews. And the Sephardic, the Rockefellers' real name is Roggenfelder. They're Sephardic Jews that came through Turkey. You think Rothschild's going to trust the whole Western Hemisphere to somebody other than a cousin?
Well, so yeah, I mean, just like a lot of people like to blame only Zionism, some like to blame only Ashkenazi, right, Mark? So.
Well, it's Christ or Antichrist. That's what it boils down to. And people don't want to hear that, and they're all Christian and this and that, but that's a fact.
Here, I'm not going to get to all these callers at this point, but I'd love to hear from you, Mer. Thank you for calling, as always.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
We have over 9,000 in Florida. Over 9,000. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I don't want to hold you guys up. I just want to say to William, I mean, if he's read the Old Testament and the New Testament, and he made a statement about he went to a church a while back and tried to say something about Jews and pissed off a preacher or whatever. You look at the whole thing, I mean, the Old Testament is just full of genocide. It's psychopathy. All this stuff you're talking about, Edomites and Edom and Jacob and Esau, it's the stupidest, retardedest thing. Once you grow out of that, man, I don't know. I'm glad I did. I woke up to it. I think it's going to destroy humanity. It's destroying it now. That's all I got to say. Move on. I'll talk to you. Catch you guys later.
Yeah. Always good to hear your calls, sir. And, yeah, no, I think that just everything they teach is toxic to humanity. And, you know, there are sociopathic traits, you know, I mean, whether you're talking about the Talmud or the Torah or whatever, and, you know, just a lot of so-called secular Jews still pass down a lot of what we would consider immoral sort of so-called ethics to their offspring. And so, yeah, I know. I think that the entire Judaic religion is a cult that is, well, certainly, you know, everyone needs to just completely abandon it and not identify as such, not, you know, have anything to do with others who likewise identify and so forth, if there's hope for humanity. We have Andy in Texas. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, hey, gentlemen, thanks for taking my call. I'll be very quick because we're at the end of the show. You know, I would be hard-pressed to think that any of these religions are actually not man-made. I mean, we've been in control of the human population on the world forever and a day. And, you know, who knows, even if these books have been written way back when and all this stuff is real ancient history, look at all the stuff that they've hidden from us. Look at all the different fires they had around our country. San Francisco was destroyed. They had beautiful architecture. Seattle was destroyed by fire. Chicago, New York, all these places. Then you look at all the places they've been bombing and stuff over in the European nations and whatnot, and they're just destroying architecture. And they went into Iraq because it has some history, and they stole a bunch of artifacts. They went to Afghanistan and stole a bunch of artifacts. They've been doing this stuff forever and a day. And then I'll just throw into this real quick. This whole Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan package and whatnot is just another package for laundering money. They just they're laundering money left and right, because if the money was going to put Ukraine over the top, I don't know, $160 billion earlier would have put them over the top. And I do believe that's the third or fourth time we've heard Zelensky going, well, I just need more money and we can get over the top of this stuff. So, I mean, the whole world is really a stage. I do believe Shakespeare was right. And I think most of this is planned. And it's about depopulation. You know how they're scripting people for the Ukrainian war and stuff, grabbing women now and stuff. Their average age of their soldiers, so I'm told, and I can't tell you if it's for sure, is like 48 years old, because they already killed the 18, 19, and 20-year-old people. So who knows what's really going on, but we keep thinking that what the news is telling us is real.
Well, no, we're just about out of time. Quickly, from William and Stephen. First, William?
That's it for me. I thanks for the calls.
Okay, no, I just thought, you know, to Andy or even to Mers or whomever's points over 9,000. Stephen, anything you'd like to comment on as we close?
Yeah, how do we? It's hard to know what is real and what isn't when they are in charge of disseminating the information and the media. It takes a while, but because they've been saying they're going to sacrifice this cow and stuff, and everything is such a show. I think Andy's right, and I'm just wondering what they're going to move next. Whether they're going to blow that thing up at that rock to try to set it off, because these people, for some reason, they're just desperate to get more war. And like for their money, for whatever, it's all coming to a head. Hey, I hear the break, the end of the show. Thanks a lot for having me.
Thank you, William. Gentlemen. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Andy. Thank you, William. Stephen, please support Republic Broadcasting Network. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on that donate page so that we will speak again soon, folks. It is all not real. It is real and is all by design. Transcend the construct.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.